I'm Drew.
I'm James.
And we're going to talk about everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Yeah, we have a new subscriber to the podcast now.
Okay. And who is this?
It's a friend of mine from the gym. His name is Logan. Shout out to Logan.
Hi, Logan. I'm sorry for whatever happens from here on.
So we are, this episode is not recorded for him, but we need to provide him entertainment because he and his wife are currently moving.
Okay.
They're moving to, I don't know if I should say where.
No. Make it up. What would be funny?
Finland.
Finland.
And they're driving. So.
Okay.
It's going to be a really long road trip.
I was going to say, this is going to have to be a really long podcast. I don't know if I carved out like a week to talk straight.
It's going to be a very wet road trip to drive under the sea and all of that. So I don't know. I don't think you can drive to Finland. I don't know what kind of car he has. So maybe he can. But
maybe. Okay.
It's sure. A new kind of car. But anyway, he and his wife, Julia, are moving. And he is going to school to do a doctorate in strength and conditioning. Like I said, they're gym friends.
Oh, fantastic.
And so, yeah, he's great. And he listens to a lot of podcasts about that. And we were just talking the other day before he left. And I said, you know, on a long road trip, you have to load up on podcasts. And I said, what do you listen to? And he told me about some, and some were really cool that I never heard of. And I said, well, if you get really bored.
Right. It has to be desperate.
I said, I have a podcast with my best friend that we just talk about nothing. And also everything. And he immediately pulled out his phone and subscribed. And I said, okay, just look, context. I was like, the last one we did was about how I broke my dryer, and then a lot about bugs. And yes. Then there's a 3-year gap between the previous one. And I said, you know, things have changed since then. You know, I'm a dad now. We've moved on to some different, you know, things in life. And so there's a lot of change there. But, you know, it's still a stream of consciousness.
It is. Yeah. So you never know what you're going to get. But okay, I want to go back to something, because how cool is it to be a doctorate in strong, a doctorate in strength? I never thought a doctorate in music was cool.
Like, no, it's not.
That's something you need to apologize for whenever you tell someone you have one, and or belittle yourself in some way when you're describing what you actually do. Oh, you have a doctorate in music? Oh, it's like a PhD? No. Oh, it's like a what? What is it then? But if you say, yeah, I have a doctorate in strength, I mean, that just sounds like something that's amazing.
It's so cool. His workouts that he does, I mean, he's stupid strong. Actually, this is kind of funny. I will show you.
Okay, but he's going to be smart strong, am I right?
He's going to be smart strong. That's right. He's going to be, he's going to work out the most important muscle, the brain.
The brain. Uh huh.
He's stupid strong. And his wife is too. Actually, Julia, I don't understand this. This is another thing we should talk about. I know this is like, we talked a little bit about Jim last time too. Or that was Complete Musician, wasn't it? We talked about, it doesn't matter, yeah. Who cares? So I don't understand. Actually, you're like this, because when we text each other when we're at the gym, you're like this and I don't understand it. Uh-oh. I don't understand people with like stupid amounts of strength that I can't fathom.
Well, I'm not like
you.
That.
Yes, you are, because you have stupid strong legs. You've told me your numbers.
Fine.
Okay. And Julie's like that too. So she once put up like, is this on Instagram or a story or a reel or whatever, the adductor machine. So, our gym has like the one that's like both adductor and abductors, right?
Okay.
And so abductors, I feel like they're much easier. That's the out, right?
Yep. Yep.
I feel like you can go pretty heavy on that, and maybe you can cheat a little bit, but like Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fascinating.
But it's more the range of motion than the
weight. Okay. I like to use it because it opens up my hips. It like it stretches really well. It's nice. But like I feel like you can cheat and go pretty heavy on that. Adductors? No. I struggle on adductors. And like, you know, my legs are a decent size, but I mean, even you have told me weight that you do on your adductor machine. And I know that like every machine is different and, mm-hmm. you know, depending on the brand, fine. Julia put up a video of her one day doing adductors, but then she like did the thing where she like turned the camera around to like behind her and showed her full stacking the machine. Mm-hmm. I mean, that machine has handles that you should be holding on to because you're moving a crap ton of weight. And right, she just turned the phone around, like smiled. And I'm like, that is a ridiculous amount of human strength that I can't fathom because I cannot full stack that machine like at all. Like, I don't think I would move it if I tried to like put it on the most open position, and like, I wouldn't move it. And so it's so wild to me how different people have different like strength abilities. I don't know. Like,
yeah, it's pretty cool, actually. I mean,
it's very cool.
It makes it so you really can't compare yourself because we all have strengths and weaknesses. But when you do have those strengths, I think, okay, thought experiment. It, you know, us educators, we always think about scaffolding towards goals. So if one can absolutely crush an adductor machine, of course, the cliche is, you know, can crush a watermelon between your legs. Cool. What else day-to-day activity could you use this for? What do you think? Like when someone says, hey, can you help me open this jar? Would that work? You just kind of brace it between your legs and then pop, pop.
The situation in which that would arise would leave me with a lot of questions. If someone said, someone came up to you and said, I need this jar opened, and you went, great, and then suddenly you widened your stance, and you're like, I'm going to do it like this, and you're like, it's fine. I don't need the little jar grippy thing. I've got my legs. I'm good. Uh-huh.
Okay, what about a situation where, like, you're in a workshop, like a wood shop, and you're trying to, I don't know, you put two pieces of wood that you have to glue overnight in a vise or a clamp or something like that? Could you just use your legs?
Two comments about that, because I'm assuming yes. Also, if there is a thing, I don't know if it's on TikTok or Instagram, there's a dude that his whole channel is like disasters during construction, and one of the most popular ones is like he's using like a nail gun or something, but he's like on a ladder and he's putting two boards together, and he does, but something terrible happens. Do you get what I'm
sure? Yeah.
And then like the rest of the video is him trying to pry the nail out with a hammer. Because he's like hurt himself badly. Anyway, yeah, just, I mean, that's exactly what you made me think of. No, it's not. And you should avoid that. But I think that would work. I think another situation that maybe being able to max out the adductor machine, at that point, honestly, your legs should be so big that, in plus side, you won't drop anything in the car
between there's them. No space.
There's no space there. So it's like, you know, people are always like, I don't know. I feel like some people's goal is to have like a thigh gap. And then some people's goal is to not have a thigh gap. Like if you're trying to be humongous. And I think that the goal of, or the reason we don't want a thigh gap is because we don't want to lose things. I lose stuff in the invisible, or not the invisible, but like, the Death Valley area between my console and my car seat all the time.
Old French fries, coins, you know, wallets.
And it's completely inaccessible. Like once it's down there, it's gone.
It's gone.
I mean, have you ever dropped your phone down there?
I just bought a new phone. Just drove straight to the Apple store.
I can't think of things that fill me with a blind rage more than when I'm like trying to plug in my AirPods to charge them and they drop into that valley. I'm done.
Yeah.
Like for the day. Like I'm off the charts angry. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, that was stupid. And also, who designs this garbage that I cannot get this back?
It's kind of like in sci-fi movies where they discover a little wormhole, or there's like there's a Twilight Zone episode about this too. And people, you know, they reach through the wormhole, but like, you don't know if your hand's going to be cut off on the other side or if it's going to be, that's what happens when you reach into that crevice.
It's like a different dimension. Like that. Have you seen games like that on the internet where it's like, there's a box and it has like numbered things, and in, but you like reach your hand in, you have to grab whatever it is in the box, and ooh, like it could be anything. It could be like money, and then the next one could be like a squeezy toy, and then the next one could be like a rattlesnake. And but you know, like the goal is mm-hmm. to like, that's the game, is the danger of reaching it to the wormhole. Yep. And
no,
the cardboard box wormhole. And see, I've also seen it with jumping and Legos.
Oh,
like, okay. People have boxes that like you have to pick one of the things and you jump on, yeah, and you don't know what you're jumping on, but like, or like one of them has Legos and the other two are just like ground.
Uh-huh.
I've seen gymnasts do it where they flip and then they land on Legos.
That's not smart though.
It's not nice. And I guess it's Russian roulette. And if you want to play that game, I want to go back actually to a previous an aforementioned topic at the beginning of this. And I was thinking,
I have two
about
more ideas though.
Oh.
Got two more quick ideas.
Oh,
really
my
quick.
Bad.
Just put it into the
ether
here.
Yeah.
First idea, you know how, of course, some animals like dogs have really strong jaws and crushing power? And so there's a test that, like, for a quote-unquote soft mouth, which is you give them an egg and see if they can hold it, like a raw egg. Could you do that with your legs? Is that a new Olympic sport? Second idea, you know we have the Gap. Is there a store for people with massive legs called the... And that's it? I think it would make a killing. A bit confusing in terms of the marketing, but
is the Gap store, the logo is just like white letters Gap, right?
Blue or white or something, yeah.
It's not like a physical, like it's not a manifestation of the clothing brand, or like it doesn't have, it's not symbolic in any way, right? Like Starbucks, you know,
so.
Is supposed to be like, it's either like someone smelling coffee or like Medusa. I can't remember exactly what it's supposed to be, but like, you know, there are brands that do that, like they form their name and it's supposed to be like a manifestation of what the whole thing you're selling is, you know.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I'm looking up what originally it was called the Generation Gap clothes for young people, and then that was reduced to the Gap, but
it's just three letters,
the
right?
Blue box was just
there. What would the be? Would it just be like,
I think
the
it would just
tallest
be the
letters of the? Oh, it would be one of those things where, like, the optical illusions where, like, the letters are so tall you can't read it until you turn
you
it.
You have to be underneath it.
You have to be underneath it.
Either that, or maybe it's just a picture of a tree. With those big trunks? That's what you're going for?
That's a lot better than my idea.
What if we did both? What if it's a tree that you can only see from an extreme angle?
You know, after I repeated what I just said in my head, that would... Those images... might earn us an E on this.
Hmm.
I don't think that's what we're going for.
Well, we can kind of workshop this idea.
Okay.
Trademark. Good. We'll abandon one. For all the elements. Okay, so you wanted that's to go right, back TM. To something earlier.
Oh, I wanted to talk about road trips and moving. Because we've never taken really a road trip together.
Beyond a state or two over.
No. Have you ever actually taken a road trip?
Define road trip.
Okay. You get in the car to drive to a place very far away that would be a lot more convenient to fly.
I would say yes, asterisk, meaning that oftentimes a road trip would be, for instance, like driving from Florida to Michigan, which was utilitarian because I had to, but then stopping along the way to see interesting sights that I think made it a road trip and not just a necessity, if that makes sense.
Yes. And so I would qualify that as a road trip.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because you stop to see things. Here's my question. How do you decide what to stop and see? Because in the road trips that I would also qualify, I would say the longest one I've ever done, honestly, is like when I moved from North Carolina to Iowa and back. Like when I did that drive multiple times. And I would say that, you know, in that road trip, there were things that were stopped to be seen. But how did we go about making that decision? And what qualifies as something that's interesting to be seen? I mean, like I said, you know, Logan and Julie are listening to this. They're going to need guidance, especially driving to Finland.
That's true. Okay, well, why don't you start? I mean, I guess one of the questions is do you have this pre-planned or do you drive with a sense of spontaneity?
Most of the time when I stop and I'm driving, it's to go to the bathroom.
Great, but, that was not my question.
Okay, but if that happens,
or was that planned or spontaneous?
Well, now that I'm like old and now that I'm like drinking, I don't know, 4 to 5 liters of water a day, it's absolutely planned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if it coordinates with stopping at something interesting, then I'm good.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I have like a criteria other than, well, that's not true. I think if you're driving by a road sign, and it's kind of like when we listen to and how I define someone who's like a real musician or someone who plays musically, if it evokes and elicits a very visceral response, then it qualifies as something I might be interested in, because I think people who are real musicians and play musically, it evokes a very powerful response of like, oh, I love this, or oh, I hate this. And so if I'm driving by a billboard that's like shows me something that looks interesting enough for me to be like, oh, or ooh, then
true,
it's in the mix for what I might stop for.
Yeah, I guess if you have the ability to be spontaneous, that's good. You know, sometimes my longer trips, there's an animal in the back of the car, which limits my ability to stop and just visit a carnival or something like that. But it would not stop me from going through a drive-through of a fun fast food restaurant, you know, for instance. Or
carnivals, I also think it depends on how long you're going to stay there and whether it's like a sightseeing thing or whether it's because there are cool things I might stop at that would be like, oh, I observe this and then I leave.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think I would ever stop on a road trip to have like an adventure, because I've watched like way too many horror movies in which that's the end.
That's true. Yeah.
So I don't think I would not stop on a road trip to have an experience. I would stop on a road trip to observe something weird or cool, but not to stay.
Sure. Okay, yeah. So I think a general strategy, though, is more fundamental on what your route is. So I used to just want to be done with the drive as quickly as I could. So interstate as fast as I could, not like speeding, but knowing that those interstates are faster than surface street roads. So it would be done sooner. These days, I go into Google and I turn on the avoid highways button because I specifically want to go through rural roads and not be on like I-75, because that for me is more fatiguing and draining with how people drive and how monotonous it is. And so instead, because I'm going through the country and small little towns, I see so many interesting things, and I can so easily stop at like a small little town in the middle of nowhere and just grab a coffee and a donut, or I can stop at a thrift store that happens to be nearby, versus the stuff that's along like I-75, which is 17 McDonald's, 172 subways, 700 gas stations,
and a Buc-ee's.
And like and a Buc-ee's and Touchdown Jesus. Do you know about Touchdown Jesus?
No.
It was this massive, massive sculpture, which you'll see in the video. Those listening won't be able to see, but it was just a head and two arms like this. And so everyone called it Touchdown Jesus because it looked like he was giving the symbol for touchdown, which is, you know, two like field goal posts. Unfortunately, many years ago, Touchdown Jesus got struck by lightning and burned down.
Oh, no.
And so
Where you drove past
and it was just this metal frame of like the Terminator, basically, at that point.
Was this?
It was along I-75, Touchdown Jesus.
Is I-75 the route you take from Florida to Michigan? Is that a Georgia?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, pretty much. It was in Ohio. Yeah.
Okay.
What happened to Touchdown Jesus? The famous 62-foot statue was destroyed by a massive fire after being struck by lightning on June 14th, 2010.
Wow. I learned something today.
Yeah.
That's wild.
So,
you know, all of those statements you just said, I am actually the complete opposite. I had no idea that you avoided highways. I find rural town backcountry road driving exhausting.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
I have to pay attention more. And I think
that's exactly why I do it.
And I think when I drive, I really like to zone out. And especially if I'm listening to a podcast like this one that I really want to be engaged in, then I can listen to that and just like do my weaving and out in and out and like changing lanes, and I don't have to think about it. I find the backcountry roads exhausting, mostly when I'm stuck behind a truck on a two-lane highway that I can't pass, and they're going 20 miles under the speed limit. That's equal parts exhausting and infuriating. And but I know what you're saying, like when you do see some interesting things. Did I send you, it was like 10 plus years ago now, do you remember this one gig I drove to that was in West Virginia that I still had my my GPS? I wasn't using my phone then. I had like my physical GPS that was sitting on my dashboard that took me through the most just like country part of Virginia to get to West Virginia.
Oh no.
And it had me go on gravel roads that it thought was paved. I mean, there's no option to like don't go on gravel roads, but
right. Is it like a Garmin or something like that?
Was it a Garmin
or a TomTom
or a Magellan? Or yeah, it might have been a TomTom. It might have been that.
Kids
actually,
these days will have no idea.
No, they're like, what are you talking about? That's right. So I remember it taking me on gravel roads, one lane gravel roads that I'm like, if someone comes towards me, like chicken.
Yep. Right.
Like they're going to have to reverse. I'm not. Yeah. I'm not going backwards on this road. And I remember going by, I swear I sent you the picture. I think I still have it. I went by a store. I went by a building that had a sign at the top that said the Hairy Chestnut. There were no cars, and it was like a porch with like rocking chairs, and it was the most like terrifying looking establishment, and there's no one there. And I'm like, if it was weird enough that it elicited a response of that's a weird name, and I'm on this gravel road, and you know, that would be interesting to know what that's about. At the same time, I was fearful because that sounds like the beginning of, you know, a horror movie in the woods.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Or you were already in the Twilight Zone.
I might have been. I mean, I don't remember. I think that gig was like holiday pops for an orchestra. So that was already like...
It's back when we both just took everything and said yes to everything.
Man, we don't have to do that anymore.
We also have better sat-nav systems.
We have much better sat-nav systems that don't take us along those roads. But I just find road trip stopping to be such an interesting, you know, meter for people of what they would stop for, mm-hmm. and what you wouldn't stop for, and whether it is planned or not. I am not the person to take a road trip and say like, oh wow, I know this is along the way, let me look up things to go to, mm-hmm. you know, because I'm not going to do that. I'm trying to, like you said, get it over with as soon as possible. But I do find highway driving to be much more relaxing than country road driving.
Interesting. Yeah, well, it's easier too to get easy on, easy offs for rest stops, or like, you know, just a quick fast food or something like that, or if you need to stay at a hotel, there's a lot more options that are more affordable. That's along true. Metro things. And if I am stopping at a hotel, I will beforehand just like scout that area to see what there is, maybe plan a really cool restaurant, or like I said, for me, it's like, is there a thrift store nearby, or just some interesting type of place that I don't have near where I live? Like, oh, is there a fun donut shop or something like that?
You're so much more organized than me. I never do that. I've stopped at a hotel and just stayed there.
Yeah. Well,
is that brave or is that stupid?
It's neither. It's just what our priorities are, I guess. I don't know.
I don't either.
It doesn't necessarily go and then do those things. I might just show up at the hotel and be like, yep, nope. And just, you know, end up watching, yep. I don't know, like Food Network on repeat until I fall asleep.
This hotel is named the Hairy Chestnut. I don't know if this is my scene.
Yeah, no, not that one.
Not that one, but I'll look on Yelp. Maybe they've got good reviews.
Maybe. Maybe you can get a Groupon for it.
I'm sure I could.
Is that even still a thing?
Do you remember coupon books?
Oh, of course.
Do you remember selling those in school?
There were some really good deals in those things.
There were really good deals. And
now everything is like, download our app and get a, you know, buy seven, get one free.
Yeah, your first time you get 50% off your order, and past that, never.
We steal your data.
That's what it is. Well, you know, this has been a half hour of talking, and I truly hope that we have provided entertainment to my friends. And
either we made the time go by faster, or they're like, it's only been a half hour. This conversation has felt like 3 hours.
Which in that case, we have found the miracle of lengthening your lifespan without actually lengthening the time you've been alive.
True.
So you've lived longer through your perception, just in a shorter time span.
And if you want to listen to future episodes, put the playback on 0.75 and it'll sound like we're sleepy.
Did you know that people like speed up podcasts to listen to them?
Yeah.
Instead of listening at real speed. I couldn't
imagine just
doing that.
Seems, I mean, if the cadence of the person talking, if it's an audiobook, is very...
That's true.
Very slow, then I can understand that. But otherwise, that just seems a little unhinged.
Seems rude.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't either.
Have you ever been listening to a podcast and accidentally bumped the 1.25 button and you just were going crazy? Like, why is everyone talking so fast? I don't understand. Am I going crazy?
I have not done that accidentally, but I've done it to training videos of things that I have to watch.
Oh, well, that's you. Yeah, you know. We've all done that.
Okay, good. That's not an MB thing. But anyway, best wishes to my friends as they move. Hope
safe travels.
Your drive to Finland is great. And mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to end it there.